Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen your walk in Christ. In a moment, we're going to examine a powerful success key from God's Word that I call releasing your potential. Before we do that, though, let me just give a shout out and a thank you to those of you who are supporting your missionary. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world, but they can't do what they do without the prayer cover and the support of their friends. So thank you for supporting your missionary. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a stateside office, then go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and contact us. We can help you get organized and help you with the administrative side of what God's called you to do. And finally, for everyone watching, also go to our website, check out all the free Bible study tools that we have. They'll be a great blessing to your life. All right, let's turn our attention to this subject of releasing your potential. You know, once you come to Christ, you're entirely different. It says that you're a new creation in Christ. One version says you're a new species. It's almost like God just injects His DNA into your system by the Holy Spirit, and you are changed from the inside out, and you have great potential. You know, even people without Christ have untapped potential in their mental faculties, their physical faculties. I think we all live far below what we could rise to. But you add into that what has happened in Christ with the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, and we need to learn how to tap into all the resources of God. Now, let me share a key verse with you from the book of Romans. I'm in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. Beginning with verse 31, we don't have time to read all that I would like to read, but you may want to mark that entire passage. It is a potential passage. It says in Romans 8:31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Now, I want you to think about that. If God is for you, and He is, then what force, what person, what trial that you're going through can defeat you? Well, if you have the right attitude and you learn how to draw on the potential that you have in Christ, nothing can defeat you. And that's exactly what Paul's saying. He says, "What shall we say to these things? Then if God be for us, who can be against us? He who spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" Did you get that? If God the Father spared not the most valuable thing that He had, His Son, and He sent Jesus Christ to die on a cross and rise from the dead, if He was willing to do that, do you think that God will hold anything back from you? Paul is asking a rhetorical question. The answer is no. Everything that you need, all the resources that you need, whether you're called to be a missionary, you're called into the business world, you're called to buy a new home, an airplane, whatever it is that God's leading you to do, God's not going to hold back on you. And you need to grasp that you have potential. That is, you have untapped resources available to you. God will help you do it. I want to share another passage with you that's really become a theme verse for my life. That's Ephesians 3:20. And I would encourage you to also mark this one in your Bible. But Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Wow. That's what I call a wow verse. Paul is reminding us that we have great potential. We have great resources. We have great power that's dwelling on the inside of us. He's talking to Christians. And he's saying, glory to God. The next verse says, "To Him be the glory." And I would just echo that and say, thank God for what He's done. But Paul, he uses some descriptive terms here that really ought to catch our attention. He says, "Now to Him who is able to do." Did you know God's able? God's able to help you accomplish the goal that you're facing right now. If you've got a mess around you, maybe through bad decisions you've got a mess, God will help you out. "He that spared not His own Son," we just read that. How will He not freely give you all things? And then this verse says He's able. So thank God He's a God of restoration. You know, God doesn't only help perfect people. That's why Jesus came. In fact, there's no person that's perfect. And so if you look around yourself and go like, well, I got myself in this mess, I don't know if God's going to help me. The answer is yes, He will. He will help you if you'll turn to Him. "He who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. The way Paul says that is amazing. Not just above. He can do more than we think. He says exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Well, what power is that? That is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is resurrection power. In other places, Jesus said in Matthew 19, He said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Let that become your anthem. Let that become your heart cry every day. Yeah, I'm going to live in possibility thinking. I'm living in the realm of faith, not the realm of fear. Another place in Mark 9:23, Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Let me just share with you quickly a story from my own life. Many years ago, well over 30 years ago now, when God began to lead me to take flying lessons and become a pilot, and I eventually earned my pilot's license, the multi-engine rating, the instrument rating. I crisscrossed the United States. I've flown across the Gulf of Mexico many times. I've used that tool for the glory of God and the advancement of His missionary outreach. But I remember the day when it all started. And when I went out there to take my first lesson, you know, it seems romantic until you get in front of the airplane. And when that engine roared to life, and it was just a little single engine, but when that engine roared to life and I had an instructor beside me, well, there's a degree of comfort there that the instructor's there, but all of a sudden I had this rush of thoughts like, well, I'm not sure I really want to do this. I'm not sure I can do this. But in my heart, I knew it could be a tremendous tool for God's work. And it eventually did become that, and we've owned several airplanes through the years. But all the way back to that point in time, fear almost stopped me. Fear almost stopped me from reaching my potential, releasing the potential that God has for me. And you know, whatever you're facing in life, maybe you're facing that same battle in your head, and that is, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't do this, maybe I should do that. Listen, if God is prompting you, then go with that. He'll be there with His resources. He can connect you to the right people. He can help you learn more than you can learn, run faster than you can run, and do more than you can do. Why? By the power of the Holy Spirit. He will be there to energize you. Well, I eventually earned my license, and I remember the day the instructor stepped out, and he said, okay, it's time for you to go solo and take it around the pattern several times and then land several times. Wow. That increases your prayer power instantly. I began to just say, okay, Lord, I can do this. I'm talking out loud. I'm talking to myself. Okay, I can do this. Thank you, Lord. You're going to help me. And I'm pushing the throttle forward and I'm getting it lined up on the runway. And here we go. Well, seems silly now that I look back that almost stopped me. Because as I said, I have crisscrossed the United States probably hundreds of times. I've flown across the Gulf of Mexico. I've used it as a tool to advance God's kingdom on the earth. Now, that's not for everybody. But if God leads you in that, or if He leads you in a business, or He leads you in a missionary enterprise or outreach, then go with God and realize that you have untapped potential on the inside of you. It's the power that Paul wrote about, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Well, I trust that this message has been a strength and an encouragement to your life. That's what it's all about. And this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.